There's a rare restaurant winner in a business interruption insurance case. Might tariffs be going away to ease inflation? And Subway continues to lose market share. This is RB Daily, your quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Heather Lally, Senior Editor at RB.
And I'm RB Senior Editor Joe Guskowski. A Louisiana court has ruled that a New Orleans restaurant is entitled to payment from its business interruption insurer for losses from the pandemic. It's a rare and perhaps unprecedented victory after dozens of failed attempts by restaurants to collect on similar policies. A panel of judges decided that Lloyd's was obligated to compensate Oceana Grill's owner-operator because the restaurant's contamination by coronavirus amounted to physical damage to the establishment. However, the ruling is unlikely to strengthen restaurants' hands in cases heard in federal or other states' courts because it came from a Louisiana appellate court.
In the search for ways of taming runaway inflation, Congress and the White House are increasingly looking at the removal of protective tariffs imposed during the Trump administration. The restaurant industry joined the discussion last week with the submission of a letter to a Senate subcommittee by the National Restaurant Association. The communication implores Congress to roll back the protective charges, citing the struggle to survive by mom-and-pop restaurants paying two or three times for supplies what they did 18 months ago.
Subway might have had a good year in 2021, but it still lost market share. The sandwich chain has seen its share of the sandwich market diminish by 3 percentage points since the start of the pandemic, according to data from Technomic and Restaurant Business Calculations. When looking at the market for sub sandwiches, the decline is even more significant, having lost about 10% of its market share over the past 2 years. Where's that share going? Well, much of it is going to Jersey Mike's, whose sales have risen by about 65% over those 2 years, as well as Firehouse Subs, up by 25% over that period. But in general, the average sandwich chain has grown faster than Subway over the past 2 years.
Catering is making a comeback for both workplaces and social occasions. As more employees return to the office, employers are incentivizing them with subsidized breakfasts and lunches. Fuzzy's Tacos, Smashburger, and Subway have all ramped up their catering menus to feed the demand. And COVID-delayed weddings are booming, calling for an increase in catering occasions by restaurants.
Ripco, a real estate brokerage firm, has acquired BCD, a brokerage focused on restaurants. BCD was founded 20 years ago and has worked on real estate issues with a number of chains, including Burger & Lobster, Melt Shop, Dinosaur BBQ, Union Square Hospitality Group, and others. Founder Andrew Morgan will serve as vice chairman of Ripco and will be based in New York. Morgan's investment arm, BCD Strategic Investments, is not part of the acquisition and will be a separate entity.
When it comes to food delivery, mishaps are often the rule rather than the exception. That's according to a recent survey of 1,000 customers, which found that a whopping 9 out of 10 had a food or grocery delivery go awry. The study was conducted by Circuit, a route planning app for delivery drivers. More than half of respondents also said they suspected a delivery driver of eating their food. And when something went wrong, their most common course of action was to ask for a refund. The numbers should give pause to the many restaurants that have outsourced delivery to third parties.
And that'll do it for today's edition of RB Daily. Find a new episode every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Joe Guskowski.
And I'm Heather Lally. Have a great day.